This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. About one of every 12 children in this country has asthma. Just about that many adults, too. Works out to about 8% of the whole population. So says the Centers for Disease Control. The CDC also points out that asthma also costs this economy more than $50 billion a year in medical expenses, lost school and work days, and early deaths. So in Tacoma, Washington, a group of moms has decided to take on the problem early. Eilish O'Neill reports.
When Gabriela Avendano's daughter was about to start kindergarten, she took her to the doctor for a cough that wouldn't go away.
Y dijo la doctora, no, esto es asma.
And the doctor said, your daughter doesn't have a cold, she has asthma. The doctor gave Avendano an inhaler and other medications, which Avendano brought to the nurse's office at her daughter's school.
Y fue una gran sorpresa para mí.
It really surprised me to find that the shelves of the nurse's office were full of medication like my daughter's. And I said, oh, so this is a very normal problem here.
That got Avendano thinking about what she could do to help tackle the problem of asthma in the Latino community in the Tacoma area. The average medical cost for a person with asthma is about $3,300 per year. That's according to the CDC. But people with asthma can reduce their risk of asthma attacks by taking their medication and by getting rid of dust, mold, and other things that trigger asthma. Sally Findley's a public health researcher at Columbia University, and she says one way to tackle the problem is to look at daycare centers.
Children in daycare centers spend a lot of time there. So all of that time, they're being exposed to whatever triggers are still in the daycare center.
Findley says daycare providers want to have clean spaces, but don't always know how.
The same kinds of asthma triggers that exist in homes also exist in daycare centers. You can find cockroaches, you can find mold, blankies and bears could be the home for dust mites.
Findley says some cleaning products, like chlorine, can also trigger asthma. Armed with this kind of information, Avendano and nine other moms from the Tacoma area decided to take on the problem of asthma triggers in daycares. They started by visiting small, unlicensed daycare centers and surveying their conditions. Elsa Trujillo is one of the moms.
One of the daycares I visited was really small, and the windows were always closed. At the end of the survey, we said, look, you have to open the windows every day for at least half an hour. And the cleaning products you use are also very important. They hadn't known these things. I think our advice helped.
In a trailer park southeast of Tacoma, a two-year-old is building a house out of child-sized chairs and sheets of cardboard that are bigger than he is. This playhouse is inside a trailer home belonging to Araceli Martinez. Martinez takes care of four kids. She charges $3 an hour per child. Martina says when she first started running the daycare, she didn't know much about what could trigger an asthma attack.
You should wash sheets and stuffed animals regularly because they gather a lot of dust.
Martina says the moms taught her a lot about how to keep her house free of asthma triggers.
And it's better to use organic cleaning products. And if you use Clorox, measure small amounts.
Public health researchers in New York and Florida have studied similar programs to train daycare providers there, and they found the programs reduced asthma hospitalizations among toddlers. The moms in Tacoma say they hope public health departments here will start their own asthma inspections and education for daycare providers so the program can scale up. In Tacoma, I'm Eilish O'Neill for Marketplace.